welcome to the weekly David John Oates Reverse Split Show. I'm your host, David Oates, broadcasting to you live out of Adelaide, South Australia, where it's a nice sunny day outside. Looks like we're going to have another hot day today in our summer. And, of course, seeing most of my audience is in America, you're languishing in winter. Point of fact, my right-hand man, Jeff Toth, who has a guest on the show and a show coming up, He lives in southern Oregon, and he says they're having a blizzard outside today. So how about that? Blizzard in Oregon and hot summer weather here in Australia. All right, I've got a good show for you lined up today. We're going to, in the first hour, I'll fill you in on a bit of news first off, and then we're going to look at the beginnings of reverse speech. When does reverse speech begin? Is it a learned language from birth? Are we born with it? So we're going to explore that in the first hour of the show. And in the second hour of the show, I've got a very special guest on, Dr. Eldon Taylor, who is a well-known author. He's a New York Times best-selling author, and he's an expert in subliminal messages and subliminal communication. And so we're going to get some insight from him in the second hour, so you don't want to miss that. All right, a bit of news on the Reverse Speech website this week. We have a progress report on the documentary. For those of you who have been following the Facebook page for the last few months, you know that this documentary has been in the works for well over a year now. We filmed in December and January in the London and Australia and also in Texas. We're currently putting a trailer together that should be out in about a month or so, I would imagine. But the documentary got written up in a well-known American film magazine, and the name of the magazine, I'll just get that up for you, is Digital Filmmaker. Now, I've actually posted the article on the Reverse Speech website. If you go to the main page of reversespeech.com and scroll down to latest news and articles, and you'll see the Reverse Speech documentary progress report, and go and read the article. It's a four-page spread. And there's interest in the film industry, in the documentary. I mean, it's the first one of its kind. And there's no documentary out there on reverse speech, and it's such an exciting field. Anyway, read the article, and I'm sure you'll get quite excited. The other thing you should know is this evening I'm going to appear on the Jeff Rentsch Show, and it's a special two-hour appearance this evening on Jeff's program. Normally I do an hour, and we got a whole bunch of reversals we're going to get through. The Pope has just come out and called Donald Trump not Christian, or words to that effect. No, not words to that effect. It was those words, those exact words. And so we're going to have a comparison between the Pope's reversals and Donald Trump's reversals, and let's see who wins. So tune into the Jeff Rentsch program this evening from 8 to 10, I'll be on. For those of you who have just joined the show, I'll briefly fill you in on what the program is all about. It's all about the phenomenon of reverse speech. And reverse speech is a name given to another form of human communication. It basically says that language is bilevel, forwards as well as backwards. And as we're creating the sounds of speech, we're creating them in such a way that we're saying two things at once, one forward from the conscious mind, and the other one in reverse from the unconscious. And this program explores this phenomenon, and each week I'm going to bring you something new and exciting and different as we just expand the whole field out and get deeper and deeper and deeper into it. Okay, so let us start off. We're going to start off with a reversal I found on a client this week, a wonderful little reversal. Every now and then I find some great little gems, and the forward dialogue is very significant here. She's talking about her journey in self-development, and then she talks about reverse speech. So here's the forwards.
Like I say, having had counselling and therapy many, many times over the years. There's nothing more powerful than hearing your own voice in reverse.
There's nothing more powerful than hearing your own voice in reverse. And so we played in reverse, and she says backwards, your funds that way. Here we go. And again. So her fun is in the way of reverse speech and hearing your own voice. So there you go. Wonderful little reversal to start off with. Okay, so when does reverse speech begin? Well, when I first, well, when Greg and I, we had Greg on in the first program, when Greg and I first really wrote the theory of reverse speech in 87, one of the thoughts on our mind was, well, when does it begin? Are we born with it, or is it a learned language from birth? And as fate would have it, we wrote our theory in April. And then in July, I became the father of twin girls. And so from the moment they came home from hospital, I began taping them, and or recording them, as the jargon is nowadays. I still talk in old-style language. Tapes don't even exist anymore, do they? Okay, so I started recording them from the moment they came home from hospital. And anyway, for the first 4 months, I found nothing backwards and just gibberish. But here is the very first intelligent word I found on them. So here's the forwards. You'll hear that baby cry there. And backwards it says, mummy, mummy. Hear that there? I'll do it again, slow it down a little bit. And that's 4 months of age, okay? So well, that was the very first word we heard. And there's another example of a mummy that someone sent to me. And I think this is also similar, 4 or 5 months of age from memory. So here's the forwards. So it's just a baby sound. And backwards she says, mummy. Right there at the end. Hear that there? So that's at 4 months of age. They're saying mummy. And so as my theory is expanded out now, I'll tell you now. My theory is that language begins backwards before it does forwards. As the human brain first starts to construct speech in reverse, long before forward speech does. And that's because the unconscious mind is developing first before the conscious mind. And so the unconscious mind is speaking first. That's the child's natural awareness. And here's another one at 4 months of age. This is just normal baby sounds. I'll run it forwards. And we'll run it in reverse. You'll hear the gibberish followed by a clear hello. You hear that there? Right at the end. I'll play that again. 4 months of age. So, for the first 4 to 7 months of age, I just found a single word in reverse. Mummy, daddy, hungry, nappy, or diaper, as you guys call it in America. And then at 7 months of age, I found my first two-word reversal. And I was chasing my daughter around with a tape recorder and trying to get her make some sounds. And she sees this tape recorder and she reaches out for it. And this is what she says forwards. This backwards says, what's that? And again. And again. Isn't that amazing, hey? And someone sent me another what's that on a child. Let me see if I can pull that one up really quick. Yeah, here's another one that says what. So I don't know much about this story. Let's just play it forwards. Oh, no, that's mine. Okay, scrap that. That's not someone else that sent me. That's the one I just played you. Okay, so let's move along after that little embarrassment. We're going to play you, I think, by the time they were 12 or 13 months of age, they were putting 3 to 4 words together in a sentence backwards. And just starting to say your simple single words forwards, okay? So this is probably one of my favourite reversals, certainly up in the top 10 of my favourite anyway. And my daughter's 12 months of age, and she's in a bath trying to pick up a cup. She can't pick it up, and she reaches out to me for help. So here's the forwards. And backwards, she says, David, which is my name, of course. David, help me. See if you can hear this. Isn't that amazing, hey? That one still sends chills down my spine. I'll play it again. Here we go. So children are speaking in reverse before they are forwards. Language development begins backwards before it does forwards. And I wrote that theory, I wrote the point three of the theory. Greg and I jointly wrote the first 2 points, and I added the third point. Or when I published my second book, Hidden Messages in Human Communication, in 91. So, incidentally, if you haven't bought my latest book yet, A New Theory About Language, just hold off for a couple of days, because we're going to be adding an upsell on that for Hidden Messages in Human Communication. So, but go to anewtheoryaboutlanguage.com, and you can get some books. And I have... 3 or 4 other books that are already written that I have yet to publish, release. We'll get around to it as time goes on. All right, so let's have a look at a couple of other reversals. Let's look at a couple of daddy reversals. Here's a forwards.
Do you have kids back again? Do
you? Yeah. Just, yeah.
Ah, okay, I remember this one. Right, yeah, I've got to tell you the story of this. This was a client of mine, and we were in a session, and there was a lot of noise. So he walked down, so we moved position, and he walked down to the back of the house where his kids were. And so you can hear the kids in the background. Listen, I'll just play the kids in the background again. And the reversal is, Daddy came. So, Daddy came. So, that's just speaks for itself. Daddy came. Daddy moved in from one end of the house to another. You know, I have a similar reversal, similar to that. If I can, yeah, here it is here. This is when I moved my daughter from one room to another. And so we're chatting away, and you'll hear her in the background.
She came down here.
And backwards it says, I now come here. So she's working it out. She just moved from one room to another, so I now come here. So she's working it all out. And just normal baby sounds in the background. So isn't that amazing, hey? Okay, we played you Daddy Came. I got a couple other daddy reversals, if I can put the... Oh, here's a nice clear one. Listen to this one.
Daddy,
And backwards, it's Please Daddy Help.
Please Daddy Help. Please Daddy Help.
You hear that there?
Please Daddy Help.
And here, let's run it forwards again.
Daddy, Daddy.
We'll run the whole lot backwards.
Please Daddy Help.
So the forwards is this phrase here.
Daddy, Daddy.
And that reverses to Please Daddy Help.
Please Daddy Help.
Isn't that amazing, hey? Reverse speech is just an incredible thing. You know, I've had people who were skeptics of reverse speech, and they said the thing that convinced them was a children's reversal. They have this wonderful childlike quality to them. They're really quite incredible. My right-hand man, Jeff Toth, when we bring him on the show, he'll tell you a story. Let me see if I got the story right. He heard the children. He was out camping with some friends and listening to a radio show that I was on, and he heard the children's reversals, and he said, ah, that's the voice of spirit. And I think, if I'm wrong, he'll correct me when I bring him on the show. So if I'm wrong, Jeff, I know he's listening. I apologize in advance. Okay, all right. So let's move on to another Daddy Reversal. Seeing we're playing Daddy Reversals, here's the first one. And this says, Daddy Loves Mum.
Daddy Loves Mum.
How about that, hey? Daddy loves mum. That's a pretty cool reversal. Hey, I've got a, seeing we're talking about mum, I got a great reversal that's a mirror image. It's just a wonderful, mirror images are where it's exactly the same backwards as it is forwards. And, we've got this just incredible mirror image reversal. And, if I can just put my hands on it, it's disappeared. I think this is it. Here. Yeah, okay. So here's the forwards.
And milk. Oh, then you had a nap?
Yeah.
Were you a good rester?
Yep.
Yeah? Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Bye-bye.
Baba.
Hold on, say it again.
Hi, Baba. I love you.
And where he says, I love you, Mama.
Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Backwards he says, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Oh, Mommy.
And then, the dad says our mummy straight after. So I love you, Mama, followed by dad saying backwards our mummy.
I love you, Mama.
Our mummy.
I love you, Mama.
Our mummy.
I love you, Mama.
Our mummy.
So here it is, forwards and backwards.
I love you, Mama. I love you, Mama.
There it is, forwards.
I love you, Mama.
And backwards.
I love you, Mama.
What we call a mirror image reversal. How about that, hey? Isn't that pretty cool? So, I think I touched on mirror image reversals in my very first show. We're going to spend a whole show coming up sometime in the future, on the various categories of reverse speech. Reverse speech occur in, 9 different categories. And I won't get into it now. If I get started on that, I'll get into lecture mode and we won't stop. But we're going to do a whole show on the various different categories of reversals, of which mirror image reversals that I just played you is just one of those categories. And here's an interesting reversal. Let's run this forwards.
You go on as permanent. I bet you.
And backwards, God made me.
You said my animals, then I would be.
You said my animals, then I would be. You said my animals, then I would be.
Out of the mouth of babes, hey? God made me. Isn't that incredible? And that's out of just meaningless sounds forwards. Here's the forwards again.
You go on as permanent. I bet you.
And backwards, God made me.
You said my animals, then I would.
There we go. Okay, so okay. So let me see what we're going to play in this. I've just got so many kids reversals. I pulled them all together. Here's one. Now this says, "Eat it here."
Eat it here. Eat it here.
And that word here is a little bit unclear, isn't it?
Eat it here.
Oh, you can hear a little bit on the slower speed. Yeah, probably not. The rehearsals there is not one of the clearest ones anyway. Let us move on to another reversal. And, we are going to play you, oh, here's a funny one. This is a kid with a dirty diaper. And Dad's bringing him a clean diaper.
Here, Finn, I got a diaper for you.
A diaper?
Yeah.
Back where she says, help me out.
Help me out. Help me out.
And here it is, forwards and backwards.
A diaper? Help me out.
There we go. Poor kid's got a diaper needs changing. Help me out, Dad. Gotta give me this new diaper. That's a pretty funny one. That's also one of my favorites. I've got so many favorites. I think here's another one. I think there's a kid's playing. And backwards it's, I can't find you. There we go. So there's a little kid. Maybe he's playing hide and seek. I don't know. Anyway, so that's a pretty cool one too. So yeah, kids' reversals are just great. You know, people send them to me. I actually set it for homework, and it's a good homework example. Oh, here's a kid with a good self image.
And what is this?
Nope.
And this says, I love me.
I love me.
All right, folks, we're going to a break now. You listen to the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. I'll be back right after this.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com. That's SGN80.com.
Okay, we are back. This is David Johnite. You're listening to the weekly Reverse Speech Show. We are looking at reversals in children right now. If you want to call in and talk to us, we have a toll-free number, and to get out your pens, that number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you, and get your opinions on what you are hearing. Some people say that reverse speech in children is amazing. I think it's pretty amazing too. Yeah, I'm just going to replay the reversal I played before the break, where he says, "I love me backwards." This is a great one. Here's the forwards.
What is this?
It's a problem.
Nope. Help. And I love me.
I love me. I love me. I love me.
Wonderful reversal. Yeah, I love me. I think a lot of adults could learn a lesson from that young child, as well as the wisdom of the child that said, "God made me." I think they're two of the greatest secrets of life. God made me and I love me. So many people suffer from a lack of self-love. I deal with it in my practice all the time. I have a very busy therapeutic practice. I work over the phone. And in my show next week, we're having reverse speech practitioner Wayne Nicholson on for the whole 2 hours. And we're going to talk all about the therapeutic side of reverse speech. So you don't want to miss next show. That's going to be a good one. There's a real poignant reversal I want to play you. And this is on a 13-year-old girl who's been nonverbal since birth. And so she just talks and groans. So here's the forwards. And we're going to run it backwards, and she says, "Mummy, love you." Isn't that amazing, hey? Let's play it again. Isn't that incredible? Look at the applications we can put this technology to. Can you imagine using it with handicapped kids or kids have been abused? I mean, we can get inside their mind and see what's going on. We can hear them speak. They're crying out to be heard, and reverse speech can tap into that and allow them to be heard. Just such a wonderful, exciting application for reverse speech. It really is. So, here's a good one of the same notion as "Mummy, love you." So here's the forwards.
Mummy, love you.
And this one says, I love you, mother.
I love mother. I love mother.
No, I love you, mother. I'm sorry. It's just, I love mother. I'll play it again.
I love mother. I love mother. I love mother.
Yeah, so there we go. That's notice all these verses about dad and mum and love. You know, the children are so innocent, and we're seeing a real innocent side of them in these reversals, which is really interesting. Here's a amusing one. This is a couple of kids, a bit of a thick Aussie accent. I hope you can get them. And they're playing together, and one of the kids noticed an inoculation mark on her friend's arm. So here's the forwards.
Injection, but what to do?
To
make you better.
Do you have an injection? What do you mean? To make you better. And backwards she says, I hated them.
I hated them. I hated them.
Amazing reversal.
I hated them.
All right. Yeah, let's play you a great reversal on an 8-year-old girl. This is, I love this one. This is also one of my favorite reversals. I usually play this. Okay, this is an 8-year-old girl who's telling us about her schoolwork. And she's about to tell us a subject she's not good at, but she stumbles momentarily and changes her mind in mid-sentence. And then continues on talking about the subject she's good at. So I'll point out that little slip of the tongue when I play it. So here's the forwards.
I'm quite a good girl, and I'm quite good at maths and English, but I'm not. And I'm,
you hear that? But I'm not.
Yes, but I'm not. And, I'm,
and then she continues talking.
And science, but I don't know anything else.
And when she has that little slip of the tongue, she says backwards, I'm not telling.
I'm not telling.
I'm not telling. I'm not telling.
So there's no way she was going to tell us a subject that she wasn't good at. So there you go. I hope you're really starting to get the applications of this. It's really very, very exciting. Children speak backwards before they do forwards. It can revolutionize child psychology or understandings of child development. A completely brand new field. Alright, here's the reversal. I don't know what this one is. This is, what are you doing? Let's just play it. And backwards, what are you doing? Oh yeah, it's there. A little bit hard to hear, a little bit faint. Let's just play it again. Yeah, the reversal there, it's not as easy to hear as some of the other ones. We'll get into the different clarities of reverse speech in a future show. So much to cover. It's going to take me, basically what I plan to do in this whole show, which I've already started, is go through my whole 30 years of research. And, you know, we were trying to work out how many reversals we had on the website, and we commonly say 10,000, but we were just looking at the reversal page alone, and there's hundreds of different links and hundreds of reversals on each link. I mean, I reckon there's got to be close on 20,000 reversals on the website. It's been on air for 20 years. It's just been constantly evolving, growing and growing and growing. As we just add more and more material, and there's so many articles, dozens and dozens of articles and tests we've done. And I mean, if you want to know about reverse speech, go to the reverse speech website, www.reversespeech.com, and learn all about you. About you. And that's very true, because that is what you will learn. Is you will learn about you. Here's a little 3-year-old playing with some ducks.
Baby ducks.
No, I'm not going to feed the ducks.
Feed the bugs.
Yeah, feed the bugs.
And this one says, just love to be a friend. Another pretty cute reversal, isn't it? Anyway. However, not all children's reversals are cute. Most of them are, but every now and then you get a couple of doozies like this one here. Listen to this, listen to the forwards.
I'm not far, I'm not high. I'm not quite enough fish.
No, it wasn't the forwards I thought it was. But backwards it's, hey, blanking hell.
Help!
So there we go. So there's one not quite so nice, and I've got another not quite so nice. I've got to present both sides of the picture, you know. That's what the research is all about. Majority reversals on kids are all very sweet and very nice and cute, but occasionally you get some that just comes out of left field, you know, like that one I just. Played you then, and I'm trying to find the other one here that's a little bit out of left field too. Here it is. We'll play it forwards.
I just gave it to you so you can share it.
If you won't share it, then I will share it too.
Now this is Holy Blank.
Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit!
There we go. I don't need to tell you what that says. So you gotta be careful what you say around your kids, cause if they don't say it forwards, they're gonna say it backwards. Kids emulate us. I see that from reversals. They pick up our stuff and they repeat it back to us. It's really quite interesting. And here's a child, with a bit of a contradictory reversal. Here's the forwards.
That's okay.
That's okay. See, I can't hear what he's saying, what the adult's saying.
He's hitting on me very much. He's hitting on me very much. That's okay.
He says, that's okay, but backwards, it was not. So here's the forwards.
That's okay.
And backwards.
What's that?
So there we have a incongruent reversal on a child where the child's saying exactly the opposite backwards as to what she's saying forwards. And here's a child being read a bedtime story, I think.
Yeah, I think when I go to bed, nobody knows that, but...
And backwards, love that journey.
Love that journey.
Love that journey. Love that journey.
Yep, so there we go. Love that journey. Wonderful reversal. As she's drifting off to sleep. Here's one that pulls on my heartstrings. This is my daughter. For those of you who listened to my first show, you remember me talking about my daughter who, 11 years ago now, had a very severe brain injury. She's completely covered from it now, fortunately. And here she is in the hospital. Introduced me to some of her friends visiting her.
Guys, this is my dad.
Guys, this is my dad. And backwards she says, Dad, I am so sad.
Dad, I'm so sad.
I know, I'm so sad. I don't think it's I am, it's I'm so sad.
Dad, I'm so sad. Dad, I'm so sad.
There we go. A little bit of a heartstring one. Okay, so... let's have a look at what else I've got in my little pile of goodies in my children's reversals. Okay, here's a one where a dad is recording his child and the child talking, trying to say tape recorder. Yeah, here's the forwards.
Say hello, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy. Let me call Daddy.
No. You're talking to that, it records.
So the child's saying, it records, Daddy, it records. Here, play it again.
It records, Daddy.
No.
It records.
Quit talking to that, it'll record.
Okay, then you can hear how he was speaking a little bit imperfectly forwards, and the reverse is quite clear. Recording me.
No.
Oh, hang on. Where is it? Where's it gone? Hang on, we'll try it now. No, right at the end. Must be. Where is it gone?
No.
There it is. Okay, so here's a little bit of the forwards. That's the forwards, and the backwards is recording me. Quite clear. Saying, pronouncing it imperfectly forwards, but quite clear backwards.
Recording me.
I found that with my kids. I don't have any on hand to play, unfortunately. My daughter said, Bob-op forward for bottle. And the backwards, it was clear as day, bottle. And so sometimes they will say things incorrectly forwards, but the reversal will be a very clear pronunciation, which is really quite a fascinating observation. So we can learn so much about kids through reverse speech. Just imagine a child psychologist using this in their practice, hey? How about that? Wouldn't that be awesome? Here's a girl talking to her mum.
Do I need a reason to love you?
She says, do I need a reason to love you?
Do I need a reason to love you?
And backwards she says, do you really know it?
Do you really know it?
Do you really know it? Do you really know it?
Yeah, there we go. And I've got an exceptionally clear reversal. This is when my daughter ran away from home once.
I was following you and watching you. I was hiding behind the car watching what you were doing.
Were you? I never knew that.
No, because I was being very sneaky.
Back when she says, Daddy never knew.
Daddy never knew.
And again.
Daddy never knew.
Nice, amazing, clear reversal, isn't it? I never knew that. Daddy never knew. So there you go. Is she saying Daddy never knew that I knew that he was following me? I don't know. The reversal doesn't tell us that what it is that Daddy never knew. But anyway, it's a very clear reversal. So I'll run it backwards again. There's reversal. Here's the forwards.
I never knew that.
And backwards.
Sadly, never knew.
Isn't that amazing stuff, hey? I don't know how anyone can listen to the reversals on children and walk away and say there's nothing to this. And this is how reverse language begins. It begins backwards. Children are speaking in reverse before they speak forwards. I found simple, single words from as early as 4 months of age. And then that gets more complicated and involved as time goes on and they get older. And the reversals get more and more complex. And before you know it, we have a dual communication process, okay? So that's reverse speech. That's what it is. Quite an amazing thing. Here we have a child simply saying, love you.
So you're looking for advice when you're inner self, essentially.
Yeah, and I think my inner self would know what I want.
Okay, it's the child's just in the background. Listen to this.
Yourself,
right there. I'll do it again.
Yourself,
and backwards, it's love you.
Love you.
Yeah, nice. They've really got this nice, sweet quality to them. And children of Earth. I wonder what age we lose our innocence. That'd be an interesting research project if someone ever wanted to look into it. What age do we lose our innocence? Oh, that's interesting. Ah. All right, here we have... not sure on the context of this. Let's just play it. It might jog my memory.
Daddy, check this out. Check this out, Daddy.
And it says, he has a secret. She's talking about Daddy forwards. Here's the forwards again.
Daddy, check this out. Check this out, Daddy.
And backwards. Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right. So, okay. Let's, while I'm looking for my next example, let's just pause momentarily to tell you about my training class that starts today, or tomorrow, for those of you in America. Not too late to join. I'm looking for analysts. We need people out there in the field trained and, using this technology. The training class starts tomorrow. So if you want to join, go to reversespeech.com and follow the links and sign up. It's not too late. Well, here we have a single word that simply says hi. Here's the forwards.
Hi.
Huh, that's a long forward.
Yeah.
And it's hi.
Hi.
Huh, wonder what the forwards is.
Hi.
So, unintelligible forwards, here's the forwards. And backwards.
Hi.
Yeah, there, another little single word reversal on kids. Quite amazing stuff. Here's a child saying, I do, I do. Here's the forwards. Oh, dear me, that's not working, is it? No, that clearly is a corrupted file. All right, we won't play I do, I do. It wasn't clear enough. Okay, let me see. I think I've actually exhausted all my kids' reversals that I had. Let me see. Here's one. Okay, I got two or three more here. Here we go. Gee, that's too fast too. Here's my software messed up. Let me close the, software down and open it back up again. I don't know why we would have two fast examples in a row. And now the software isn't opening up. Okay, folks, we have some slight technical difficulties. Right, here we go. Software's opened up. So let's see if we can find that reversal again. That was playing awfully fast. Where is it? Oh, gee, I can't see it now. Isn't it interesting? No, it's gone. All right, okay. Here's a child playing, doing karaoke. And simply says, hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Isn't that amazing, hey? Here's the forwards. And hello?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
There we go. There's another little kid saying hello. They all say great stuff, don't they? They're just except for those two little squirrely ones I played you with a little bit of language. They're all pretty good, really. Okay, so here's another one that says, I love you. And I love you. Oh, there. Yeah, that's not very clear, that one. So And I'm just trying to find the one I was going to play you. Here's another one here. Let's run this forward.
You tell us why you want to live in a new house.
Because I don't like this house anymore.
You can tell Mum why.
Oh, kid says, I don't like this house anymore. But backwards, he says, home in this place.
Home in this place. Home in this place. Home in this place.
So you can hear that's incongruent. Here's the forwards.
Because I don't like this house anymore.
You can tell Mum why.
And home in this place.
Home in this place. Home in this place.
There we go, folks. Back right after this with the guest, Dr. Eldon Taylor.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network. Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com. That's sgn80.com.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website RoyalVelvetNow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Did you know the Earth's natural magnetic field has declined 90%, vanished over the last 4,000 years? We know that the human body repairs and rejuvenates itself during sleep, but without a normal negative polarity magnetic field around us, rejuvenation simply cannot happen properly. The ingenious Magnetico Sleep Pad restores the Earth's lost magnetic field, enabling us to sleep far better each night and regain maximum health. This negative polarity pad is so powerful, you place it under your mattress pad on top of the box spring. I've slept on a Magnetico Sleep Pad for over 25 years and owe a great portion of my ability to work hard to the physical rejuvenation I receive each and every night from the powerful magnetic field I sleep in. Visit MagneticoSleep.com and watch inventor Dr. Dean Bonley explain it all to you. That's MagneticoSleep.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz. Royal Raymond Rife was, without question, the most gifted medical scientific genius of our age. He discovered that most disease-related microbes die quickly when exposed to their own specialized resonant radio frequencies. The BCX-411 Rife-type frequency instrument has received the highest praise on several continents for its precision, simplicity of operation, and successful research experiment. The BCX, with its comprehensive manual, allows you to select the frequencies you wish to experiment with for the length of time you want to run them. The BCX handheld plasma ray tubes and RF radio carrier wave, like Rife used, are the absolute state-of-the-art in Rife frequency research. For full information and pictures, take the New Earth link at the top of Rents.com. Settle for nothing but the best in Rife research with the BCX 411. Again, just take the New Earth link at the top left corner of Rents.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. This is David John Knight. You are listening to the weekly Reverse Speech Show, Hour 2. And it's my great pleasure to introduce my guest for the hour, Dr. Eldon Taylor. Now, Dr. Taylor is quite an amazing man. He has released several books. He is an award-winning New York Times best-selling author of over 300 books and audio and video programs, and is the host of the popular radio show Provocative Enlightenment. His most recent works include Choice and Illusions, I Believe, My Programming, and the list goes on. And I'm holding his latest book, Gotcha, which looks very intriguing. Now, Dr. Taylor is an expert in, I guess, the how subliminal messages work. I'm probably grossly underrating what you do. So, Dr. Taylor, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you.
Indeed, it's my pleasure. I've been looking forward to this, David. As you know, I've followed your work for many, many years and have a great admiration for what you do. You're a genuine pioneer.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you go back. We got in contact back in 1990, if I remember correctly. So that's 26 years ago. So,
that's about right. It's an interesting tale, actually. You know, it's I first heard from you. I mean, I saw your book at the ABA in New York, and I talked to some people there and about what you were doing, and I offered an endorsement of your work. And the next thing I did was I heard from your attorney, and it was your attorney that said to me, "Don't you ever use the word reverse speech again." Well, it was already printed in one of my books, and so, gosh, I thought, you know, this is going to be a difficult relationship. But, you know, of course, we worked through it through, and you've been there whenever I've needed you, and I've been there, I hope, whenever you needed me. So it's interesting how these things happen.
My, I don't know how that happened. I'm a little bit going bright red with embarrassment here.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, well, goodness. I'm glad to hear that. I thought, you know, well, anyhow, that's my side of the story.
Oh, my. Oh, I'm bright red here. Okay. Well, you feel free to use the reverse speech in any area you want. You actually found some reversals back in the early 80s, if I remember correctly. Tell me about that.
That's very true, and that's one of the reasons I was so ready to endorse what you were doing when I first came across it. I thought, you know, here's a genius that's actually doing this work. But, you know, I encountered it quite accidentally. You know, my work at the time, I was a practicing criminalist, and so on a daily basis, I would typically have more than one lie detection examination to run. And one day, I was using a particular form of audio analysis called psychological stress evaluation. It was a device developed by McQuiston and Bell of military intelligence. And then as opposed to turn it over to MI, they left military intelligence and created this company called Dector. Now, I don't want anybody out there to confuse this with what most people think of as voice analysis, because it doesn't analyze the voice. It could just as well be hardwired to you. It's looking at a muscle microtremor that accompanies all voluntary muscle movement. But obviously, when you choose to speak, you're using voluntary muscles. So here I was. I had my old ooh hair sitting there. And anybody from the clandestine days remembers the reel-to-reel ooh hair.
Oh,
and,
yes.
you know, we could slow it down to 15 sixteenths of an inch per second. So I'd slowed it down, and I was reversing very carefully the answers that had been given in a recorded examination. And this particular examination, the subject, when asked the relevant question, did you take the missing money? His answer was no. Now, we had stress in the charts, distress. But when I reversed the answer slowly with my finger so I could chart just this one word, no, I drug my finger back, liar. I couldn't believe it. I did it again, liar. Yeah, you know, I had to bring people in to hear it. So I brought Billy Bayshore in, and Bayshore headed the security intelligence in Vietnam for a couple of years, was part of the Nixon detail, very qualified man. And I said to William, listen to this, liar. It, of course, it turned out that this was our perp, and we did get a confession, and we did get a recovery. But that was the very first time I actually encountered it. But, you know, I was doing some corollary work because I'd heard that the LAPD had developed a subliminal program that was to be used during the Los Angeles Olympics in the case or the event of a terrorist abduction. And what they had done is they developed this subliminal program, and it was buried in the sounds of air conditioning, what we call pink sound, air conditioning, furnace, et cetera, okay? So I heard that they tried it out on the Cadet Academy. Now, the whole scenario went like this. The idea was what you want to do is move these perpetrators out of a comfort zone. So we'll let them think that they're in an infected area, wherever that is, and that they need to evacuate that, and that there are certain symptoms they should be watching for because these symptoms become worse and worse as you go along. Well, the symptoms were all about dehydration, vomiting, spitting up, etc. Well, my understanding was they effectively dehydrated cadets in the academy trying it out. And so they suspended the test. Well, when I heard that, I thought, you know, gosh, this would be just the most fantastic thing that ever happened to me. If I could figure out how they did that, I could end inconclusives in my practice. And see, the largest problem you have in lie detection is what we call inconclusives. And so 20-25% of the people that come in to see you, they're going to bring situational stress, and or they're going to practice deception, but they've been skilled or trained in some countermeasure. So, you know, that's the proverbial thumbtack in their shoe. And the whole idea in their mind is to create more stress in the irrelevance or control questions, so that when you go to compare the stress in the irrelevant against the stress in the relevant, they're so close together that you can't really say it's, you know, deception indicated. And unfortunately, as an examiner, you can see a subject actually employ these countermeasures. If you ever get a chance, watch the video of John DeLorean when David Raskin gives him his first test. The test that said he wasn't carrying, you know, all this dope, wasn't involved in cocaine and so forth. You see him fidget all over. You see him move. But you can't, you know, you have to rely on the chart. So even when you see it, you can say, yeah, it's obvious that the subject is practicing countermeasures. But the chart, I cannot tell you that the chart says he is practicing deception. Follow me? So my whole idea was this. If I could get this subliminal technology and I could use it in my practice, I could end the inconclusives. So I started this investigation into what, you know, what is subliminal messy? How's it delivered in an audio form? Well, you know the story. Bottom line is we ended up patenting a technology that's really dichotic masking. But in my research, I had discovered that it appeared the brain was processing information in reverse. Yes. One hemisphere processed it in reverse, while the other hemisphere seemed to be primarily tasked to the rules of language. So obviously the right hemisphere, that area of unconscious, processed the reverse message. The left hemisphere processed the forward messages. So I had designed this technology that delivered messages simultaneously that way. And you know, when I ran into your book, it was like, wow, look at this. This is the evidence for the work that I've been doing. And, of course, since then, I think there's been more than enough evidence for what you've done. We have run, at this point, nearly 100 studies, many of them, over 24 double-blind studies carried out by independent researchers at leading institutions like Stanford, and for that matter, by governments, the government of Mexico, the government of Germany, and repeatedly it's been demonstrated effective. So there's no doubt in my mind now, and in fact, when I lecture, while we're on this subject, if I can hand you a bouquet or two, I lecture, I very often use a couple of sound clips that you provided vis-a-vis your website that are children who, you know, they're making those sounds that are not the goo-goo-ga-ga. It's that careful stage between goo-goo-ga-ga and speech. They're looking mom and dad straight in the eye, and they're saying something. You'd swear this has to be meaningful. And I think every parent has experienced this. They've seen this stage actually with their own children. And when you slow it down, reverse it, you get this meaningful speech. Daddy home, mommy play, and I use a couple of clips off your website to demonstrate that. They're really amazing.
Feel free to use any clips you like on my website. Absolutely. Oh, yes. Yeah, I just want the word out there. That's just great. Wow, you've developed an amazing thing. So we conducted some EEG tests back in 88, and they're the only ones I've conducted. I've been really wanting we're actually wanting to get some more done this year. So and they showed that from the moment a reversal started to the moment it finished, there was rapid activity between the left and right brain hemispheres. Have you noticed anything like that?
Well, I mean, the answer to that is yes. And, you know, all of our research would say definitely so. But let me add something else in here, another, you know, element that you have some knowledge of because we asked you to participate. A couple of friends of mine, a neurosurgeon in Hilo, Hawaii, and a couple of others, we looked at this problem with dementia. Alzheimer's in particularly. And one of the things that you see is, you know, a true age reversal. I mean, for all intent and purposes, it's not at all uncommon to be forced to go to diapers and you get baby talk. And so there was an idea that Jack Turner, who I'm talking about, John L. Turner, the neurosurgeon in Hilo, and I brainstormed this notion. I wonder if it's possible that as people go through this process, they're actually, you know, experiencing earlier stages in their life, going right back into infant, if you will, okay? A true regression. And if that was the instance, some of the babble when you know, anyone that's dealt with Alzheimer's patients or dementia patients, at a certain stage, you know, they're looking at you and they're speaking, but it makes no sense whatsoever. I wonder if that could contain reversals.
I've actually done some work in that very area, and I have found some amazing stuff. I lectured at a care facility in Sydney, and they provided me with audio of their patients before the lecture. These were Alzheimer's and dementia patients. And the reversals were as clear as the children's reversals. Very clear, very precise. One lady was babbling, and the reversal came back and said, "I am in pain.
I need a blanket. I'm cold. I need a blanket." Those kinds of reversals. Absolutely. And you know, what a boon that is to a child who now they're middle-aged and they're with their senior parent and they want to help, they want to do something, and they don't have a clue what they can do. And, you know, here, if they can use this technology, imagine just the relief they get out of being able to understand that mom or dad's asking for a blanket, or they're hungry, or and you know, otherwise you're walking out shaking your head and saying, you know, what a tragedy, how I feel so sorry. And imagine at the same time how that patient feels watching their child walk away and not provide him with a blanket, not help him get warm. You know, it's that's a marvelous piece of work, and you know, I hope one day to see you have a piece of technology that makes it available to every single person. They can just walk in with their computer. You've got some wonderful software. We use the software, indeed. You provided it to us to run our study, an older version than what you have right this minute, but it worked very well. Although it, you know, it can be a little complicated, but imagine what it'd be like if you could just walk in there, sit down, and, you know, here it is, and almost in real time, the value that would have, David, incredible contribution to mankind.
I know. It's such an incredibly amazing technology. What you don't know is the first hour of the show, I actually did children's reversals. So it's very ironic that you should bring them up. So, and in a future show, for those listeners out there, I'll play you the reversals on these Alzheimer's and dementia patients. You will be amazed. And look, once this technology is recognized, and gee, I hope it's in my lifetime, it's going to revolutionized so many areas. It's just astounding.
Amen. Amen to that. And I, you know, I have a background in law enforcement. I guess we've pretty well made that clear. I've suggested to law enforcement agencies wherever I've worked, including, you know, countries like South Africa, record these perp statements and then you know, plan backwards. You oftentimes will get collateral information. So you ask the subject, what did you do when you left your place of work? Well, I stopped at the store and I went home. And you play it in reverse and you get loaf of bread or gallon of milk. You know, you get collateral information. You don't just always get liar. The subconscious seems to want to contribute to the conversation, and I don't think it knows how to lie. You know, I had Dan Ariely on my show, Professor Ariely, and he's the author of We All Lie. And he's done a great deal of research in that area. And, of course, you know, the bottom line is we all do lie. It may be what we call little white lies or maybe a bit of an exaggeration. It sometimes can be an honest statement, but we've told the story so many times that it's actually been modified in our mind. And so... And that's how memory works, you know. So it maybe is not exactly right. I don't, forgive me, but I'm sure it's not a Hillary Clinton-like statement where she said she, you know, hit the ground running in Bosnia, and then you look at, with gunshots going off everywhere, and then you look at the film footage and see she's strolling with big microphones and lots of people to wait. Not that kind, but the kind where you've told the story, and maybe you've told it a dozen times, and each time you tell it, there's some slight difference in that story. And then down the road, you're telling the story, you think it's the truth, but maybe it's slightly colorized. We're all guilty of that. But I'm convinced that there's no way in the world the unconscious knows how to lie. It doesn't know how to lie. And because of that... the kind of information you can get vis-a-vis reverse speech has some real applications in law enforcement.
Yeah, it absolutely does. It absolutely does. I had an analyst of mine in Oregon do some preliminary work with law enforcement, but it didn't go much further. it's such an underutilized technology. Gee whiz. The couple of cases I worked on a case in Sydney where the reversal said the firearm was in the cellar. The police got a search warrant, and it was right where the reversal said. So, its application in information gathering for the police. Not
That's right.
Court, but information gathering is invaluable. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's how you build a good case, you know. A confession has little value if you can't verify the elements of the confession. People retract them all the time. Eyewitness testimony is less and less valuable today as we learn more and more about how people perceive according to expectations as opposed to, you know, factual information, especially under stress. So, all this collateral information that you can gain, again, from an unconscious that just doesn't seem to know how to lie, is invaluable. It's also invaluable, as you know very well, in the field of psychotherapy. It's what psychotherapy largely is about, you know. Everybody's familiar with a Freudian slip. Well, a genuine Freudian slip is what you get from the unconscious, except it's not a slip. It's how the unconscious tells the story.
Yeah. Well, I have yet to cover the whole field of therapy on my show, but that's 90% of all my work. I have a very busy practice. We're going to go into a break shortly, Dr. Taylor. When we get back, I'd like you to go through your book, Gotcha.
I'd love to.
Got me very intrigued. I want to know what, I want you to tell me all about it. Let's get out some contact information, your website.
Eldon Taylor, ELDONTAYLOR.com.
Okay. And do you want to put out a contact number?
Everybody can email me, contact me right there at the website. They can email directly, and the phone numbers, et cetera, all appear there as well.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. All right. Good. So, and this book, when do you release this book? This is the one I've got.
Gotcha's been out now for a couple of months, 3 months, I guess.
All right.
It's been out 3 months, 3 months this month, and it's doing well. It's an Amazon bestseller. We're thrilled with reviews on the book. That's a very interesting story about this book because I wrote it originally under contract with a publisher who gave me a $50,000 advance.
Oh.
Asked for the book. They had published Mind Programming, and they wanted to know how far has it gone? How far has all this neural marketing stuff gone? I mean, how deep do the tentacles run? Maybe when we go back from the break, I can tell you all about that.
Exactly. Well, this is David John Oates. You're listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. My guest is Dr. Eldon Taylor, and we'll be back right after this.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com. That's SGN80.com.
Okay, we are back for 25 more minutes with Dr. Eldon Taylor, and we are getting into the topic of his book, Gotcha, which has a subtitle of The Subordination of Free Will. Wow. Okay, so where were we before the break?
Well, I was about to tell you this story. So anyway, my publisher, I sent him the manuscript, and they had a problem with it. They felt that it was too hard, if you will. It named too many names and dealt with too much specificity. And so and they basically said, well, you know, it's too many words. We need to cut it down. We need to, you know, we need to make it more palpable for our own audience. It needs to be, you know, more inspirational or, you know. Bottom line, David, I gave them back their advance. And decided, I'm not going to change a word of this. It's too important. Everybody needs to know how they are being herded, manipulated, literally, every day on a 24/7 basis, and not accidentally, but through intention. How sophisticated has this stuff gone? I mean, in mind programming, I talk about Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, who pioneered propaganda and, you know, subliminal marketing. And I provide, you know, several actual ads and information about how the ads were built. And indeed, in that book, I had a training manual sent to me anonymously. We verified it, and then we actually used large parts of the manual in the book. Sharing with everybody why these images are airbrushed in, why these colors are used, why the sex messages, why the demonic images, and so on and so forth. So when I was asked to how far has this gone, I mean, where would you take it? Well, we suddenly went from what Bernays pioneered as scientific marketing to what today we call neuromarketing, where using functional magnetic resonance imaging, we watch the brain lifetime, and we see how it responds to different stimuli. Bottom line is, I mean, doing it that way, we know that if we show the cigarette smoker the Surgeon General's warning on a pack of cigarettes, that the reward center in the brain lights up. It causes them to want to smoke more. So tobacco companies, make it bolder, put it on a couple of sides of the packages, do it in red. I mean, this doesn't stop people from wanting to smoke. It actually increases their smoking desire. Well, to go on and on and on, what it gets down to is it's become so sophisticated that in the last presidential election here in the United States, Barack Obama put together what social psychologists call a dream team. He put the best people in the field of social psychology who worked on everything from primes and context, compliance principles, etc., understanding how the mind is plumbed, to write every single word of the scripts that his canvas people used in person, on the phone, everything that was written, to coach him in everything he did. And, you know, when you look at how this was orchestrated, you have to say, well, that's a new way. This is what everybody is going to do now. And as I watch, you know, what's going on right now in the Republican debates and the Democratic caucuses, we see all of this taking place. So it gets down to this. When we use fMRI to watch you make a decision, the technician, the MRI technician, will know what you're going to decide on average 6 seconds before you do.
Wow.
That should give everybody pause. Now listen, I'm telling you, six seconds before you know what you're going to choose, the technician has already accurately identified your choice by watching your brain. In other words, your decisions are coming out of your unconscious. This isn't just, you know, the shortcut method. This isn't just top down, bottom, or right left brain. This is that repository of information that we can think of in a Freudian sense, that forms our defense strategies, that builds our mechanisms, that wrestles or allows the eagle to wrestle with the superego and the id, the Thanatos urges, etc. That element of who you are is what's making your decisions. And then your conscious mind is rationalizing why you do it. I mean, hard research shows us. For example, I can take five automobiles, different colored automobiles, brand new cars, and drape a bikini-clad beauty on one of them. Men will invariably judge the car to be the fastest that has the bikini-clad woman draped on it. I can bring the same men back a week later, same five cars, but different colors. Put her on a different car, and they will choose the car she's on. And when you point out to them that they're choosing the car that the female is on, they'll deny it, they'll rationalize away, providing you reasons for what they see in that car now that they didn't see in the car originally, and why it must be the faster one. I mean, this gets so sophisticated, this research, that if I were to sit you down at a table and give you a survey to fill out today, and the survey is designed to look at how conservative or how liberal you are, I bring you back in 1 week and sit you at the same table and give you the same survey, but this time I have a jar of hand sanitizer on the table. It will skew your answers conservative.
Uh-huh.
Why? Well, what is that jar of hand sanitizer? What is the symbol in that? Danger, germs, disease, be careful, caution. And that moves us in a conservative way. But we're unconscious of it. But billions and billions and billions of dollars have been spent learning how to plumb that unconscious. So the unconscious making these decisions is kind of like you push button A and you'll get answer A. Push button B and you'll get answer B. And understanding how those primes, how that context, how that predispositioning, how those biases work, make it possible for us to be herded. Herded. wow. like sheep, if you will. And I see it go on every day, and I know. First of all, we have to expose this information. We have to make it clear. And then as I started looking at, well, how far has it gone? That, I, you know, that disturbed me because I went back and, you know, I looked at some of the data that, well, let me, I'm getting ahead of myself. I digress a bit. I once met with Dewey Phillips, chief of police at the time of Salt Lake City. He was a former FBI agent. He went on to be the chief of police in Chicago. He'd done some special undercover work, and part of that work looked at the Communist Party and what their goals and aspirations were and how they were going to infiltrate America and change the nature of America. And there were three primary goals. They were going to break down the nuclear family. They're going to break down the morality and the spirituality of the country, and they were going to put it in debt. Those are the three goals. And I had them spelled out how they were going to do it. Well, you know, then I fast forward and I look at what's gone on, and you see the systematic desensitization of the threshold of arousal by increased violence and increased sex. What's entertainment? Entertainment must arouse us, otherwise it's boring. So, you know, we see it, Sylvester Stallone in Cold Blood, and in the very first one, only one person dies. But by the time we get out to his fourth and his fifth movies, hundreds are dying. Okay, so it's like, well, I have to have more violence. It has to be sexier. Marilyn Monroe's famous shot where the skirt flies up because she's over the subway vent, that's not at all titillating today. We have to have something a lot more than that. We have seen a systematic desensitization of values. We have also seen a breakdown of the nuclear family. That was that period where pop psychologists were telling everybody, you know, look, if you don't get along with your wife, you're better to leave. Children are better to be raised in a household with one parent than two parents that don't. And divorce went rampant. And we don't have the nuclear families we used to have. And we don't have the neighborhoods we used to have. People will live in a neighborhood for 20 years and not know somebody that lives two doors away from them. See them, but they won't know anything about them. It's become more and more isolated. And as you see this happen, our society becomes more bifurcated. And we see that polarism in the society today. I've never seen it as divided as it is today in America. And then, you know, we fast forward to the debt. We have been turned into consumption animals. Several years ago, I was in Malaysia giving a presentation, and I was in my hotel room, and I picked up the paper from Singapore, and on the front page, not news, but on the front page of this newspaper was an article, relax, take some time off. And then the rest of the article was all about a shopping mall and all the places that you could go shopping. And I laughed at that at the time. But, you know, you come to today and we see that shopping is the number one way Americans assuage their anxiety. So we create more and more debt. The nation itself creates more and more debt. And as we do that, we become less than, we lose our strength as a nation, as an individual, as a family. So I see these things and I say, well, is that just coincidence? And then I start looking at all the stuff that you can say is our society. You know, if you've raised children in America, you know that when they go to school, they're going to be exposed to learning lots of things, and they're going to come home and say, what am I learning this for? What's the purpose of this? And the purpose is to socialize you, not to educate you. Our institutions aren't designed to educate. They're designed to socialize. The system that we use is an 1819 Prussian system, a three-tier system. John Galt explains the system very, very well. But the bottom line comes down to this. John Dewey and Edward Thorndike decided that education should be about socialization. That's how you build a cohesive society. Edward Bernays said, it's the responsibility of the elite to orchestrate society in order to maintain cohesion. And they're not smart enough to know everything. We have to tell them what we want them to know, what we want them to hear. The net result of that is young people today, I think people in general spend very little time thinking. And this is how it manifests. Because of what I do, it's not uncommon for me to be watching two different networks at the same time. So one morning I'm watching a conservative network and I'm watching a liberal network. And they happen to be conducting the same poll. On the conservative network, we get this. Should poor taxpayers be forced to work two jobs in order to pay for private education since our public education is failing so badly? On the other network, the liberal network, we get this. Should poor taxpayers be forced to pay for rich kids to go to private school? That's just, the surveys are about the same thing, school vouchers. But here are two problems with that. The first one is human beings want to hear what they want to hear. They don't want to be told that they're wrong. They don't want to see something that disagrees with their views. They want to hear what they want to hear. You know, we're all raised to don't argue about politics or religion. That's the best way in the world to create enemies and lose friends, right? Right. That's kind of a crazy way to think about it, because those are two of the most important things in our lives. But that's how fixated people can be about, I want to hear what I want to hear. Don't tell me anything else. So if I'm liberal, I'm going to listen to the liberal network. There's no way in the world I'm ever going to listen to Fox.
Right.
And if I'm conservative, there's no way in the world I'm ever going to listen to MSNBC.
Right.
So
right.
The first thing is I'm going to feed myself what I want to hear, okay? The second problem is I'm then going to take that soundbite, and I'm going to go out and argue for it. I'm not going to do what common sense says I should do. What is a school voucher? Where does the money come from? Who uses it? How does it impact public education? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I am not going to do my homework. I'm going to take the soundbite and go off with it, just like I did in school when the teacher said, this is the way it is, memorize it, and you'll get an A.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. And it gets worse. One of the president's elite people, this dream team I told you about, actually played with manipulating the search engines to see if he could influence people that way. Learned that indeed he could. You can influence them by changing the ranking and the comments and various other things. And you know what happens when that takes place? The web has been created to be interactive. And what's that mean? Well, someone visits your site. You have a little poll there that says, hey, what do you think about tax cuts? And people click and segment themselves. The first advantage is right there. You're not now proselytizing, speaking into the void. You're getting data back. But the really clever part is this. Since the site's not static, it's dynamically generated. You then generate copy back to them. That's what they want to hear, or what they don't want to hear if it is designed inside. It means that the site looks different to different people. So let's say you chose the poll option that said you're in favor of tax cuts. Okay, there's a cookie on your machine, and when you visit the site again, the articles are about how the government is wasting your money. Because it's dynamically generated in this way, it tells you what you want to hear, and pretty soon it becomes your source of information. It's where you go for everything you want, and they own you.
That's frightening scary to me. Stuff, Elton.
And the public at large is oblivious to it. I mean, listen, I had a conversation here recently with somebody that said, how can you say things like this? I mean, our government isn't like that. That sounds rather Orwellian. Well, in a sense, it is. I mean, does anybody remember Schroeden? I mean, we know that this spying goes on a wholesale basis. There's no question about that. The public news right now is, of course, you know, we want Apple to break into their own system so we can access that information, and maybe that'll make it available for everybody to be, you know. The bottom line is we really do live in that kind of a framework, and it shouldn't surprise people because of all the clandestine operations that have gone on in the past. Project Climate, you know, Gottlieb and his LSD and prostitutes, the Manchurian Candidate, Project Bluebird, MK Ultra. I mean, listen, this stuff is still going on. But back in the 50s, one of the things that really got my attention, the Navy decided they wanted to simulate a germ warfare attack. And the question was, could they use the fog to deliver that weaponry, the fog in San Francisco? So they did. It was successful. Many people got sick. At least one person died, a fellow by the name of Edward Nevin. His family established the evidence and sued. The Navy used giant hoses to spray this stuff into the fog, two kinds of bacteria, actually. And the court ruled, not only did the government have the right to do that, but you didn't have the right to sue.
Wow. Wow.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us to know the truth about what's going on and how easy we're manipulated, from everything on our vaccines to the foods. I mean, some of the things that I came across were just, you know, they were just incredible. They were laughable. Studies that had been put forward by the FDA that were falsified, evidence that alleged efficacy that was just purely falsified. They were just lies. Labeling that goes on. My wife's favorite is blueberries, blueberry bits. Well, blueberry bits doesn't mean blueberries, real blueberries, it turns out. It means something else. And the fact that, you know, things like aborted fetal cells have been used to as a taste test to flavor foods, to determine, you know, whether that added to the taste. And just incredible things that go on that we're just not at all aware of, including most recently, you know, the TPP, where we have Monsanto executives involved in writing this trade agreement, and nations who have barred Monsanto's GMOs, who are a part to the trade agreement, but now because they're a part of the trade agreement, their embargo on GMOs is no longer valid. It overrides their own law. It's just, hey, we need to know this.
Yeah. Wow. Do you think this is done by individual companies, or does it go further than that? Is there a larger, wider conspiracy? I don't like to use that word, but that's what I'm asking.
I don't either, but as far as I'm concerned, it, you know, goes back to an old law enforcement axiom: follow the money, follow the money. You know, I follow money in the book, and we can see some very heinous acts, deeds that are carried out, you know, by the Rockefeller Foundation. And along come people like Bernays. It was the Rockefeller family at the time. And he says, we need to clean up your image, and he creates a foundation. You can follow the money all the way through, and it's money. I'm convinced that our system is so indebted to money that it's the money players who are essentially behind all of it, whether it's a war or you know, something new that's being introduced into our society that we just would be better off without.
Hmm. What can people do about it? If those,
I think, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and the reason I wrote the book is, your best defense is knowledge. You have to understand what they're doing and how it's done, and so that you can step away from the fray and you can make intelligent decisions. Then you have to become an activist. You know, I've been an activist all my life, I guess. You need to be like you, David. You have to speak the truth. You have to step out there and be willing to say, hold it, wait. You have to be able to put your own energy into a cause. Right now, you know, I do as much as I can to see that there is some reform in how we finance elections in this country, because it's all about money. It's all about money. But, you know, my wife has her causes. And, you know, what we need to do is adopt a cause, something that's important to us, and become an activist. Not just, you know, notice it and say, oh, yeah, I really don't like the idea of GMOs. Say, well, if you don't, get after it. Become informed. Determine whether or not, you know, it's got a bad rap or it really is good for the world because it's going to feed everyone. You know, if your gig is chemtrails, get out there and do something about it. Show the evidence. Find the aluminum, you know, and then share the knowledge. A lot of things are going on in our society that we know about on the peripheral, but we do nothing about. So we get a news story, and the news story tells us about parents that took their child to the hospital and asked the hospital to do what the doctor had said she needed to do. Wow. And we find that the hospital confiscates the child and that the state says they own the children. Parents don't own children. The state owns the children. Or we find out about someone who defends, an attorney who defends people who choose not to vaccinate their children. And we find that that attorney is threatened with the loss of her license if she doesn't divulge the list of all of her clients and more.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not making this stuff up. And listen, when I wrote this book, the thing I wanted to do for sure was document everything. So I put fact checkers on it for 2 years. And if you happen to get the book, electronic version, you're reading it on your Kindle, your Nook, or what have you, you can actually push the button where the link is, and you'll go right out to that citation.
Okay, Eldon, thanks very much for joining me. We'll have you on again.
I love you. Thanks. Keep doing what you're doing, David.
Thank you, Eldon. 73 is everyone. Bye-bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.